Hello, and welcome to the Just One Point of View podcast. It's entirely possible that I've had way too much coffee today to be recording a podcast. Please forgive me if I tend to ramble or talk too fast. Today's subject is going to be about decluttering and minimalism. My personal experience with decluttering began a few years ago when I discovered some minimalism videos on YouTube. I'd actually seen videos before that, but they were people who were more extreme, like the kind of person who sleeps on the floor and doesn't have any furniture. Definitely was not and am not interested in that kind of lifestyle. But later on, I discovered some people who were more reasonable about minimalism, and I started to sort of see the virtues of it. I started out just keeping a box in the corner and trying to put as many things into it as I could to take and donate to charity. You can, of course, sell your things. Most of my stuff that I had sitting around wasn't really worth selling. It would be way more effort than it's worth, and they weren't really worth that much financially. So I kind of did that for a few years until 2018, during the summer, I did a major decluttering adventure, and I got rid of about half of my stuff. I went through my old bookcases that were filled with my old notes from school, old books that I had already read or books that I was never going to read, just old toys that I had, projects that I was working on that I knew I was never actually going to finish. Just anything that I knew was not going to bring value to me at this point going forward, and anything that I could bear to get rid of because certain things had sentimental value, I got rid of. And it ended up being probably about half of my stuff. Since then, I've gotten rid of about another quarter of what was left, and I have fewer things than I've ever had probably. Since I was a small child anyway. So, what was my strategy for doing that? I didn't have a super complex strategy. A lot of people have a very rigid structure. Like they get rid of one thing on the first day of the month, two things on the next day, three things on the third day of the month. Yeah, like I didn't really do any of that. I kind of just sat down and focused and decided I'm going to get rid of 10 things today, or I'm going to focus on this area and get rid of all this stuff. And I was sort of not that structured. And it depends on you, how you function, if you're having a really hard time getting rid of it. I was excited about the possibilities for improvement in my life by doing so. So I didn't really have to structure it or really force myself into it. But being structured might be something that would be important if you're trying to declutter a mutual shared space with your partner or something like that. You might need to have more of a structure to it so that both people are sort of doing what they need to be doing. But yeah, what were the benefits of it for me? What did I find was the best thing? Probably the best thing was actually being able to use my spaces what I should be able to use them for. If you don't have a lot of junk on your floor, it's going to be a lot easier for you to exercise on your floor. If you don't have any junk on your desk, it's going to be a lot easier for you to actually get work done. Those are the things that I found to be the most beneficial, was actually being able to use spaces properly. And to this day, things get recluttered, and it's a constant process. And that's one of the biggest things you have to learn. Getting rid of things will make the rest of your life better. But the way that people who live in a developed society are, they're always bringing new things into their life. So you have to continually declutter, although it's never going to be as difficult as it is in the beginning. Once it becomes a habit, it becomes a lot easier and it becomes basically automatic. So reclaiming my spaces, reclaiming surfaces, and using storage areas as storage areas. Another thing is I actually now know where most of my things are. Now that I have a lot less stuff, I'm able to keep track of where things are. Things go where they should go. Everything has a place. And that's a lot easier. Another big thing is one of the biggest motivators for me actually to start decluttering was after I went on a trip and I came home and my room was an absolute mess, I realized how much I hated being around the clutter because I had just been away from it for 2 weeks. So the emotional impact, the emotional weight of having a bunch of crap sitting around where it really shouldn't be is massive. And you should not underestimate the benefits that you'll get, the emotional benefits, the day-to-day feeling you'll get when you don't have to deal with dealing with a bunch of crap. Looking through all of your junk clothes for the one shirt that you like, or trying to find just a single Tupperware that matches that one lid when you have all this old crap that you don't need in your Tupperware drawer, just filling things up. All of that, combined with the fact that you actually have functional space to sit down and spread out and you feel liberated, it's an incredible time saver, and it's an incredible saver of emotional energy. So Highly recommend that. Another thing is an improvement of the general quality of the stuff that you own. So if you're decluttering, you're probably getting rid of stuff that you don't need, probably getting rid of stuff that you don't really want, and probably the lower quality items are what's going to be going into that category. So when you get rid of stuff, the average quality of all of your things is elevated, and it makes a big difference. For example, I used to carry around in my backpack like 5 or 6 cheap, crappy mechanical pencils. And they would always be breaking and malfunctioning. I'd have to switch up for a different one. And I'd always be digging through my backpack looking for one of them. Now, I just have one. I have a high-quality graphing pencil that I do all my writing with. And for the last year and a half of college, that's what I've been doing. Almost 2 years, actually, of college. And it makes a big difference. The writing quality is better. I'm never looking for this pencil. It goes in one place. It's never broken. I've never had any issues with it. And it's a better experience. And this is basically a metaphor for other things in life, right? If you get rid of all the cheap, tattered clothes you don't really like wearing, then the average how much you like your average piece of clothing improves. So you're going to feel better on a day-to-day basis wearing stuff that you actually like wearing instead of keeping a bunch of stuff around, because you can convince yourself it's still a perfectly good shirt or still a perfectly good pair of pants. If it's perfectly good, that doesn't mean you can't donate it if you don't actually need it or want it. So there's a lot going on with minimalism, a lot going on with decluttering, and I'm going to talk more about that in future episodes. But that's it. If anyone has any questions, please send me an email. I'll put my email in the show notes, and I hope you have a great day.